Welcome Abayim to the eighth of the continuing series of Shi'urim on the oral tradition of the written law. To summarize what we've done up to now, the first five Shi'urim, the first five lectures, we discussed precisely the concept of the oral tradition of the written law, how the written law in fact reflects the methodology and the way in which Chazal, as the Chazanish put it, had a Masoret, a tradition to interpret the psukim, interpret the verses. And in fact, actually, the very structure of the Chumash reflects a structure of orality, which is part of the what we call the Torah Shebi'al Peh. And then we devoted two shiurim in applying the methodology and the insights that we developed in the first five shiurim to the Korban Pesach. Needless to say, we could spend an entire series of series on the Korban Pesach, but actually the purpose is just sort of like to give specific examples, and of course the reader can, the rest is of course left to the reader. Beginning now, I would like to focus on another, as I would call, sugya in the Chumash, which is that of Yom Kippur. And of course, the Yont of Yom Kippur appears several times in the Chumash. It appears in Achrei Mos, where the Torah describes what's called the service, the avodah of the Kohen Gadol, and then it appears afterwards in Parshas Emor, and in Parshas Pinchas, and Bamidbar. We'll have more to say about the different places where it appears. In any case, Achrei Mos, which is in Vayikra Tezayin, in Pasuk Aleph, very, very beginning. And we have the Torah in Achrei Mos in Perek Tezayin, from Pasuk Aleph until including Pasuk Lamed Daled, the Torah describes in detail the Avodah of the Kohen on Yom Kippur. And then in the final psukim, the Torah tells us that this Avodah will be done once a year, on the 10th day of Tishrei, and we'll speak a little bit about that too. Now, the Torah begins by saying, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe, Achrei Moshe Shnei Bnei Aharon, on Pasuk Aleph, Bekol Vasom Lefnei Hashem Vayamusu. And, immediately, the Mefarshim raised the question that what is, in other words, that in fact the Misa of Bnei Aharon, did not take place, does not appear in the Chumash, in the Parsha of Metzora immediately before this, but actually the Misa of Bnei Aharon appears in the Chumash in Parsha Shemini. So the expression Achrei Moshe Bnei Aharon appears to be at least six perakim removed, where actually the Torah gives us the account of the death of the two sons of Aharon. So the Ramban, right, the Mefarshim speak about this, but the Ramban, right, mentions, what is Achrei Moshe Shnei Bnei Aharon? Says the Ramban, Ki miyad kasher meisu bono v'siras Aharon min hayayin min hashecha, shelo yamus, right, immediately after the Misa of Bnei Aharon. So there, Aharon is given the warning, the prohibition of Shiso Yayin, right? For Omer Oid L'Moshe Shiyaza Otsot Shelo Yamus B'Kofos Otsot L'Hashem. And also at that point too, Aharon administered the prohibition of not coming in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Kilva, right? Okay, and says the Ramban, Vakov Shishtei Mitzvah Z'Elu B'Yom HaMochas L'Bisasam. Says the Ramban, not only Shiso Yayin, which appears in the Chumash immediately after the Misa Bnei Aharon, but even this Parsha, says the Ramban, right, was probably the next day after the two sons of Aharon. Because at that day he was an oinen. In other words, he's saying, why is the next day? Because the very same day he's an oinen, and therefore, right, Ruach HaKodesh is not sher b'toich ha'atzvus, and therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded them the day after the Misa, right? Because Anidus of the Torah only lasts one day. And it says the Ramban, V'aldainti kol ha'Torah k'seder, etc. The Ramban has a very, very important shita that really the Torah goes kaseida. Even though Chazal do say emucha bukta batera, but the Ramban, let's put it this way, many times, I won't say rejects the principle, chas v'shalom, but many times the Ramban, at least in Kipshuto Shel Mikra, tries to learn the Chumash without that principle. Those of you interested in this, you should look in this past week's Parsha, Parsha's Boy, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Mem. There the Ramban actually, in fact, takes issue with the Bechilta and Pirkei Eliezer and how to understand the 430 years that the Torah speaks about that Bnei Yisrael was in Mitzrayim. But in any case, Ramban says that the Torah always goes Keseder. And for this reason, since Ramban brings a raya to this, because it says, Achrei Moshe Bnei Aaron. Why is Achrei Moshe Bnei Aaron? Torah wants to indicate to you that this pasuk is actually not in the status of Pirkei of the Chumash, but the Pasha was actually commanded right after the Misa Bnei Aaron. So the Ramban actually uses this. However, what's interesting is that this Pasha is extremely interesting and raises many, many questions. And what I'm going to begin with, right, is actually a piece that appears at the very end of the Chochmas Adam. All of us know the Chai Adam, the Chochmas Adam of Avram Danziger, who I think Alpin Mesera was either a Mechutin, or was either the son of a Mechutin or the Gaur. He certainly had knew the Gaur. And at the very end of the Chochmas Adam, there's a small piece entitled Omer Chazak Hashem Shiyem Kippur Mechapek HaMisa Sadim Mechaperes V'lazoiz Kasavdi Kan Shiladayti LaMisa Be'ezes Hashem. I think after Hilchas Avelas, so he speaks about the Misa of Tzadikim that is Mechaper, and here the Chochmas Adam presents us with a very original reading of Achimais, which he attributes to the Gra. And I think that this reading of the Chumash is probably as original as any commentator has suggested, not only traditional, but non-traditional commentators. Okay, as we'll see in a little while. Okay, now, the Chochmas Adam says, the Parshas Achrei, I'm going to actually read through him, because I think it's important that people, like in Halakha too, there's tremendous clarity here, and I think it's important to go through the details to a certain extent. The Parshas Achrei, Yesh Date Karde, says the Chochmas Adam, there are many diktukim one can make in Parshas Achrei Mois. The Mishuna Parshas do mikol Parshas Sheba Torah. But this Parshas Achrei Mois is different than all the Parshas of the Torah, right? Meaning Parshas that deal with the Yomim Tovim, with the Mayadim. Shekotu Tchilab Eze Yom Mechachem Mashi Akriva. Says the Chochmas Adam, all the Parshas of the Torah, first it tells us which day of the year it is, and then the Torah details the Korbanos. However, here, in this parasha, the Khan caused the chilikal set up with so caused the Kodesh Shvi. In other words, here, the Torah tells us of all the kabbalas, of all the avodah, a Yom Kippur, and only at the very, very end, right, only at the very, very end, does the Torah inform us in Pasuk Chav Tes, which means 29 Pesukim afterwards, the Chumash informs us, V'aisa lachem l'chukas eila b'chidish ha'shvi b'asa l'chidish. Why at the very end? This is an anomaly in the Chumash. That's what the Chochmas Adam is saying. Okay? And it says, V'ifra v'lichta b'chidish ha'shvi. Right? It should have said b'chidish ha'shvi. This is what Aaron will do. Came in the siyam v'chipa koyme sheyimshah v'meli adinin shudav v'kai gavne. In other words, it says at the end of the parasha, right, at the end of the parasha, once again, and then, in Pasuk Lamed Beis, v'chipa ha-koyen. So what does it have to say every time in the parasha, Aaron, 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 until Pasuk Chav Ches, right, only Aaron is mentioned. In fact, actually, in this Avodah is the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol, of any Kohen Gadol, as is indicated in Pasuk Lamed Beis, V'chipa HaKoye. So the Torah should have said V'chipa HaKoye, but that's it. Why mention Aaron Aaron every single time? Why is Aaron any different than any Kohen? Okay? And that's the question, yes. And then, right? And then, two, okay, afterwards he brings a machlokes, which we're going to speak about, the machlokes. In fact, actually, it appears to be that there are kabbalas that are missing here that appear in Parshas Bamidbar, That's a machlokas tanayim. Okay? And then also too, he says at the very, very end, right, is that in fact, we have actually, it says, beginning chavtes, v'haisuz os lachem l'chukas oyla b'chodesh ha-shvi, right? And then v'yemiz yechap alechem l'tara eschem, shabbos shabbosoy, v'chipa koyin. And then after that it says, v'haisuz os lachem l'chukas um l'chavu b'nei yisum l'chol katoisa. Again, the Torah is repeating itself. Okay? So, I'm not going to go into all the details, because this is something I'm going to go into probably next time, but what the Chochmas Adam is doing is, we have a very, very interesting and anomalous structure to the parasha. That the parasha begins with a tzivoy, which appears to be directed and only directed to Aaron, and then at the very end of the parasha, first and beginning in Kosta Chavtes, in other words, we have 28 psokim detailing the avodah of Aaron HaKohen. And then at the very end of the parasha, beginning with Pasuk Chavtes, the 29th Pasuk, then the Torah tells us, speaks in general, tells us which day it is, this is an avodah of the Kohen. Why is the parasha structured like this? Okay. So he says he's going to answer this based on Pisha Shamati B'Shem Arenu HaGoyin HaChazim Arenu Rav Eliyahu. He's going to answer these questions based upon something that he heard B'Shem the Gaon. Okay, now, the Gaon, he says, it begins with the Gaon. The more make, there's a pasuk, the Torah, once again, the Torah details the avodah of Aaron HaKohen through 28 psukim. And it appears that everything is being detailed in Seder. There's one pasuk that Chazal tell us is out of order. What pasuk is that? That's pasuk of Gimel. The pasuk says, Uva Aaron al Olam Moed, Aaron will come into Olam Moed, Upashas big the Abash al Vashavoy al HaKohenish, Vinichusham. It says, Aaron will come into Olam Moed. And then after that, he leaves El Moyed, and he takes off the four begadim, the big day lavad. So Rashi quotes a Gemara in Yuma, Uva Arin El Moyed, Amu Rabbi Seinu, She'ein Zem Mekoymet Shom Mikwazeh. This pasuk is out of place. And it says, and Chazal will give a reason that this pasuk is out of place, because based upon this pasuk, Chazal come up with the Halacha Meshe B'Sinai, that there were five tefillahs. There were five changes of the garden, right? And five kiddushay yodayim v'raglayim and five tevilas. That's for those of you who've learned Yuma. If you haven't learned Yuma, you'll miss some learning Yuma in the Daf Yomi. And Chazal say this was out of place in order to create the halacha l'Moshe v'Sinai of the five tevilas and the five chilufay begadim. Okay, so now, the Gra must have said over what he said on this pasuk. Why did the Torah write something out of place? How come the Torah can write something in order? So the Gra brings an amazing thing. The Gra brings a medrash, a Yikar Rabba. It's in Parsha Chaf Aleph, and it's in, I guess, Simon Zayin. So the medrash says, Bezois, and the medrash says, Omer of Yehuda b'Reb Simon Tzal Godei Hala Moshe b'Dover Zeh. The Moshe ben HaTshemenes Tzal, that Aaron can't come to the El HaKodesh. The Medrash says, commenting on the fact that first the Pasuk says, right, first the Pasuk says, to warns Aaron not to come, right, anytime that he wants, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, as we'll see in a little while. But then after that, next pasuk says, Bezoishiv al-Aaron al-Kodesh. But if he comes with these things, then he's allowed admission into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So, the Medrash says it was a south of Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron. When can Aaron come? He can come one in 10 years, one in 70 years. So the Medrash answers and says, no, so the Medrash answers and says, right? It's not that you think that Aaron can only come
You know, once in a decade, once every 70 years. Right? Anytime Aaron wants to come in the Kodesh HaKadosh, he can come in. But if he wants to come in, he'll come in the Kodesh HaKadosh. That's what the Medrash says.
Zok Rabbeinu HaGor, says the Gor. Incredible. Says the Gor like this.
Al kocha nishma mizeh, says the Gor. You're forced to say, based upon this Medrash, and of course all the diukim we made from the Psukim, the Isser of going to Kodesh HaKadosh was sent only to Kohanim Gedolim after Aaron. But Aaron had permission to go into the Kodesh HaKadosh anytime he wanted. Right? Anytime he wanted. But Aaron had permission to go into the Kodesh HaKadosh anytime he wanted. Presumably, when there was a Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. So as long as he came in, right? Following, right? These prescriptions. Okay, so the Gor is actually coming not to answer the question of the Chai Odom, but his question is, why was the Pasuk put out of place? The answer is, originally that Pasuk wasn't there. Originally, the original Avodah of Aaron, and only Aaron HaKohen, was any time there would be a tumah, a pollution, in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, Aaron would come in according to the Seder. Minus Pasuk Chav Gimel. That wasn't part of the original Seder. However, afterwards, or let's put it this way, there was a tzivoy to future Kohanim Gedolim, that in fact, actually, they could only come on Yom Kippur, and as a result of this tzivoy, this pasuk, of course, Alpi Hakavura, Halacha LeMoshe Sinai, was placed here in the middle of the parsha in order to fulfill the Halacha LeMoshe Sinai of five tevilas. There was Aaron HaKohen in his emergency avoda only required three tevilas, says the Gor. However, for future generations, which required five tevilas, so therefore, a pasuk was placed out of place. Meaning, if we could say it in the lashon of the oral tradition of the written law, in fact, there was an original tzivoy to Aaron after the Misa of Nodav Avil, and then afterwards, there was a tzivoy to all Kohanim Gedolim after Aaron HaKohen, and because of this, this original tzivoy was al pi agvura and only al pi agvura redacted. An extra pasuk chav gimel was placed in the seder avoda, and then Chazal understood al pi the Torah hamasura biyadenu to learn the halacha lemoshe Sinai of the five tevilas and the five kiddush or the ten kiddush yadayim v'raglayim and the five changes of begadim. The Gur is learning like we're learning in the Chumash. But in fact, we see here a clear redaction of Piagvur in order to interpret the Devar Hashem based upon the Torah Shebi'al Peh. Apiyam Nusayra Shalom de Rabbi Seinu. And that's the way the Gur is learning. Okay, now, the fact is that this piece, so says the Chacham HaZadon, very, very, very good. Now we've answered our questions. Why is the parsha structured without saying B'chodesh HaShvi? And then, right, until including Pasuk Chav Ches, and only in Pasuk Chav Tes, it says V'haisa Zoyis Lachem L'chukas Olam. So says the Chacham HaZadon, very, very good. The first 28 Pesukim are speaking about the Avoida, of the emergency Avoida of Aaron HaKohen when he would enter in, when there would be a Tumah in the Mishkan. And after what is, was addended, the Tzivoy, that this Avoida would be actually a permanent Avoida, would take place not any time a Kohen Gadol would want to purify the Mishkan, but in later generations, the Kayam Gedolim were allowed only once a year on Yom Kippur, and therefore, at the end of the Parsha, now we introduce the notion of Yom Kippur. That's the only day the Kohen Gadol can enter Kodoshim. That's the Chachmas Adam's understanding, or his Taylor. It's based upon the idea of the Gra in understanding the anomalous nature of the Pasha of this Chumash. Interesting. So actually, a lot of our work has been done for us by the Gra and the Chachmas Adam. But in fact, actually, we have many miles to go before we sleep. Okay, now. It comes out is that the matters are never simple in the Chumash. Why a matter is never simple in the Chumash? Because if Parsha Achrimos was the only Parsha, right, which spoke about Yom Kippur and the Tahara of the Mishkan, the purification of the Mishkan, so therefore the going to Chochmas Adam read very, very nicely. However, there are other parts in the Chumash. Torah, that's Ani B'mokim Echad and Ashi B'mokim Acher, in Shmois, at the very, very end of the Hakamas HaMishkan, also speaks about the Hatara, right? That Aaron came into the Kodesh Kodoshim, or after Moshe Rabbeinu, and there was a Hatara, a Keteres, right, that filled up the Mishkan. And then, at the very end of Pash Tetzaveh, which is actually the last, at the very end, right, at the end of Pash Tetzaveh, which is at least the Hakamas HaMishkan, it says, and I'm reading now from Pash Tetzaveh, at the end of Pash Tetzaveh, Perek Lamed Pasuk Yod, it says, V'chipa Aaron al Kanoisav, Achas Bashana. Aaron, Rum Machaper, on the Kanois HaMizbeach, now, which Kanois are we speaking about? We're speaking about the Mizbeach Hazov. The Mizbach HaKetores, upon which Keteres is burnt. Achas Bashana, Bidam Achatas HaKippurim, Achas Bashana, Yechapa Allah L'derei Sechem, Kodesh Kodeshim U'la Hashem. So we have a stira to what the Chochmas Adam the Gra is saying. Here, Ari, right, is commanded only once a year is he allowed. Achas Bashana, the Torah emphasizes, Achas Bashana, twice, Achas Bashana, the same apostle, that Aaron is commanded to mechapel on the Mizbeach Hazov, Mizbeach of Hashem, right? Only once in a year, Bidam Chatas HaKippurim. So, in fact, the question we have to raise is that we see with the term of Aaron, he was allowed once a year. And because of this, right, so the Mefarshim, the more modern as well as the more traditional Mefarshim, also raised the issue why, in fact, actually, is the Torah stipulating that only one term Aaron. So, of course, you know, one could argue, I believe even the Chochmas Adam even raises this, I have to look inside again, that in fact, actually, it's not necessarily a stira. You could say that, you know, there was a chiyuv, a obligation to mechapel one time a year. But of course, any other time during the year, Aaron could also come in. A little bit dochuk. Because the Torah says, achas bashana, achas bashana. Okay? The less traditional commentators want to claim that, in fact, actually, matters change along in history, and that, in fact, this represents different viewpoints, a reform movement, etc., etc. I don't feel I need to go into all the details. But nonetheless, it appears that we have a contradiction in the Chumash, or perhaps, right, a contradiction in the Chumash would suggest that an original prescription of purifying the Mishkan at some point, Chas V'Shalom, right, might have changed later on in history, Chas V'Shalom. But in any case, the question is over here is how do we relate to the Pasuk at Parshat Tetzaveh, right, which prescribes that Aaron should come in only once a year. And this is what I want to speak about now. The discussion of the Avodah of Aaron, which actually, which actually begins with the Gaon Chochmas Adam, deals with the issue of Tahara. Right? I mean, why would Aaron have to come in at different times of the year? L'chayra, I mean, the Mashmos is because, if there was a Tumah in the Mishkan, so Aaron, in fact, there was a need to be Matar of the Mishkan. And this is clearly Mashman the Pesukim too. And this is certainly Mashman Shemais. In Shemais, the Pasuk in Parshas Aveh, speaks about, even though it says Chipa Aaron al Kanos Achav Pishon and Midam Achatas HaKippurim, but what's Chipa al Kanosav? Chipa al Kanosav here seems to indicate from Tumah. Chipa al Kanosav. L'chaper also means to tar, to tar, as well as to atone, it means to, is an act of tahara. However, the question I think that has to be raised is that in the parsha of Achrei Mois, you see, if we're speaking about being metarek, purifying the Mishkan from Tumah, it seems that it's enough to do that on the Mizbeach Hazav. That's the closest place a person has to go. And this is also clear from the Pesukim. From the Pesukim in Achrei Mois, right? It speaks about it speaks about Hazar that was actually in front of, well actually there's Hazar inside too, but it speaks about the Chipa la Mizbeach, right? That Aaron goes out to the Mizbeach Hashir of Hashem, right? And then he's Mechaper on the Mizbeach. That's on the Mizbeach Hazar, then to the Mizbeach, then to the Hazara. In other words, as far as Tumah and Taira is concerned, right? It seems that Kapara is limited, really, in fact, to the Mizbeach Hazov, and the Mizbeach Hanachoshis, which is in the Azor. However, what's the Kodesh HaKadoshim? The Torah begins in Achrei Mois, this thing about Aaron coming into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the Pasuk Bey says, "Vayavo b'chol eis al ha'kodesh b'beis ha'paroches el p'nei ha'kapoyah shel Aaron v'lo yomos." We don't see that there's a hazar on the kapoyahs. There's a hazar in front of the kapoyahs, but not on the kapoyahs. Not to mention that in Vayishen there's a hazar, even though there was no kapoyahs. And it's mashma too that the coming into the kapoyahs required, right? Kiva Anan la Kapayas. Aaron had to come with an Anan. Meaning is that it seems to me that the issue of Tumah is limited up until the Mizbeach Hazov. And that's what Shmois is speaking about. Shmois is speaking about the Chipa Aaron Achanais of Achaz Bashana, Bidam Chatas HaKipulim. We're speaking about being Metar the Mizbeach. And this makes sense because in Parshat Tzaveh we're speaking about the Kamas HaMishkan, and it's important that the Mishkan be Tomei in order for it to be the base of Avodas Hashem. And therefore it said that Aaron has to make sure once a year to be Metar the Mizbeach Hazov, on which we have the Keteres, which is offered twice a day as part of the Avodas HaMishkan. But what about coming to the Kodesh HaKadoshim? It seems to me that the Kodesh HaKadoshim is not connected with what's called Tumah and Taira, per se, but really, in fact, it's connected with Kapara. Kapara, as it says in Achrei Mois, B'chol Chataseichem. B'chol Chataseichem indicates that in addition to an act of Tahara, an act of purification, is also an act of Tshuva, an act of Kapara for Avon, for Chait, for sin. So what I want to claim is, in fact, actually, is that the Pasuk in Pash Tetzaveh is not necessarily a stira to the fact that he, In other words, it could possibly be, we could even go with the Glor. In other words, what I want to say is that in Pash Tetzaveh, right, when we speak about the Aaron HaKohen, It's not, in other words, we don't understand that Pasasava is actually a changing reform of the original prescription for Aaron. But what we could say is that, in other words, in terms of Tuma, we could accept the fact that, like the gloss says, that Aaron, in fact, actually was allowed to go into the Mishkan, the Mishkan, right, from his Tuma. But there was one day a year that Aaron's entrance into the Mishkan was not only for Tuma for Taira, but it was Kapara for Avin. It was for atonement of sin. And one could say that on that year, on that day, and only on that day, Aaron went to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but as part and parcel of the atonement for sin, there was also a Tahara of the Mishkan. In addition to the atonement for sin, there had to also be a cleansing from Tuma, and that's what the Chumash is speaking about in Parsha Shmos, that once a year, he would be Mechaper on the Kanois HaMizbeach HaZov. That's what I want to claim. And I think this is something which is missed, is something that, I'm saying with great humility, is missing from the Glor and the Chochmas Adam, and it's missing from all the modern commentaries afterwards. I think that there's a confusion between what's called atonement for sin and what's called purification from impurity, and that in fact the Avodah of Yom Kippur involves actually two things. It involves a purification from impurity, but also it also involves an atonement for sin. One could argue that perhaps, as the gloss says, that perhaps the cleansing, the purification, maybe from Tuma, could have been allowed besides once a year. But the fact is that it's only once a year that Aaron actually went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And it was only once a year that there was an atonement for sin. And this atonement for sin also involved a purification of the Mishkan from impurity. Now, I'm being a little bit vague over here because I'm going to actually want to develop this. But in any case, what I want to say is that the simple Torahs are just saying that there was an original procedure for purification, which was later amended, in my opinion, is a mistake. Because the Parsha is speaking about two things. It's speaking about both a purification of impurity, but it's also speaking about an atonement for the sin. The atonement for sin, in my opinion, only took place one time a year. We don't see, and there's no need for it, we don't see that there was any need to atone for sin, right? To atone for sin more than once a year. There are aspects of the avodah, the sprinkling of the blood that we see in the Mizbeach HaZov and the Mizbeach HaNechoshim, which is part of the Yom Kippur service, that certainly is an avodah service that's related to the purification from impurity. But for example, the Shnei Se'irim, in my opinion, is not just a purification of impurity. It actually involves an atonement for sin. And of course, the avodah of the Shnei Se'irim and the dam which is brought, l'fnei v'lifnei l'kodesh kodashim, is not really related at all. As we'll see in Midrashim of the Chumash, it's not really related so much to a purification impurity, but it's related for atonement for sin. So, what I think what we have is that we have to, once again, go through the parsha and see here the interaction of two concepts, this tahara from Tuma, and there's also kapara for avoin. And the Mephoshim, especially the later, more modern commentaries, and not just commentaries, in my opinion, have completely confused this issue and completely, in a certain sense, have have just been confused into thinking that the Torah is not dealing with the Talmud for sin. In fact, actually, there's explicit pesukim that, in fact, indicate otherwise. So, Mitzvah Hashem, I think for the next time, we're going to go back and we're going to look at the pesukim and see how, in fact, actually, that the Torah, in fact, put together two avodas, right, the ta'av with two different purposes. One was a concept of purification of impurity, tahara, and one was something which was atonement. And in fact, because if we look at the parsha in this way, we'll be able to see that the different parts of the Chumash, in fact, which bring different aspects of the Avodah of Kohen Gadol, we'll see in Mitzvah Shem, the Machlokes Tanoim and Taf Ayin in Yuma, about parts of the Musaf which appear in Bamidbar and not in Achimais, that using this concept of the interaction between atonement and between purification will help us understand how the Chumash was in fact put together. Yeah, question. You look confused.
I was going to ask you. You seem to be bringing the Gra at the beginning as a proof for the later redaction and the developments of the.
Yes, yeah.
And then we seem to be knocking that down and saying,
yes,
actually, that's not good, that's not a good proof.
I'm not relying on the oral tradition of the written law.
Right, but
in my opinion, the Gra is missing things.
But why can't we just say much more easily to support the Gra that the Pasuk at the end of Tetzava was also redacted, the once a year Pasuk, at the same time that the Pasuk in the middle of Achreimos was redacted, and it supports the proof rather than.
But the problem is that the pasuk at the end of Shemoyah only speaks about the Zbeach Hazov. What about going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? That's my question. My claim is that if we're speaking about Tumah and Taira, that reaches up to including, but not any more than the Mizbeach Hazov. What about coming into the Kodesh HaKadoshim?
The question was, why do we have a once a year when that came later? Kielu.
Okay.
And the answer could be that also came later.
What came later?
The concept of once a year, which was the kasha.
But the once a year, the once a year which comes from Parat Tzaveh, right, cannot possibly refer to the entire void of the Kohen Gadol, because that only refers to an act of tahara. Mm. In other words, what I'm claiming is that you can't, in other words, one cannot speak about a reform movement or redaction, whatever you want to call it, right, Lashon Noki, Lashon Loi Noki, right, from the Pasuk and Tzitzavah, because Tzitzavah only speaks about a purification of the Mizbeach Hazov. But what about the Kodesh HaKadoshim?
But maybe that's only dealing with part of the later once a year service, because it's dealing with the part
But I'm saying like this. If you're saying that the once a year is a later thing, you're basing yourself, right, you're basing yourself, let's say, Pasuk Tzitzavah, even though it says Aron HaKoyen, right? That's very good in terms of Tumah. But, for example, why would there be a need for a tone? In other words, all the arguments that are being made for Tumah Taira, right, are exclusive from the concept of atonement. In atonement, where do we see, for example, that a person has to bring the two Se'irim have to do with atonement for sin? And that has nothing to do with the Pasuk and Shemais. In other words, even if I want to say that Aaron had to be, in other words, Tahara is something which you might say this is an emergency measure. We have Tahara, we have a concept of Tahara. Anytime the person comes to me, then in fact actually, you have to be Betar him. There's procedures for Tahara, I mean, which actually extend from Perek Yud until Perek Tazayin, right? And those are procedures that are administered as soon as the person becomes Tomei. But the concept of a day of Kapara is not the same thing. We don't see that a general Kapara for Klal Yisrael, right, is something which is done on, that's not something that we're present in the Chumash, it has to be done on the spot, at the time when there's a Chayt, but rather what? In fact, a Kapara for Klal Yisrael, we don't see any precedent that is done any more than once a year. That's what I want to claim. In other words, the concept of being Matar from Tumah, right, I can understand this emergency procedure, because any time a person comes to Tumah, you have to Matar him. I mean, they have to bring Kabbalah to the base of Mikdash. But what need is there to make an emergency procedure for a general Kapara of all of Klal Yisrael? That's something which, in my opinion, right, cannot be understood as having been previously an emergency issue. So therefore, since Achimois stipulates that in addition to Tahara from Tumah, there's also the entry of the Kohen Gadol into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and his act of atonement, kapara for sin, I don't have to say that that was an emergency measure. That could have always been originally once a year.
Now, having knocked down the Gra's proof, you're back left with the original questions about why does it say only Aaron, not Kohen Gadol?
That I will Mir Hashem speak about next week. In other words, what I'm saying is the Gra's explanation is an explanation only if I understand that the purpose of Achrei Mois is to be Tara from Tumah.
Right.
But as a kapola klolis of all Klal Yisrael, the Gra, there's no logic to the Gra. It doesn't begin. There's no precedent. There's always nothing like that.
Doesn't it, right?
Therefore, ani hakotin, right, want to claim that the matter is more complex than it is. And therefore, the questions that are being raised in the Gra's parish, namely, why in past Tetzaveh do we see that Aaron does it once a year, also is going to fall away. Because the Pasuk of the Tzav is only speaking about Tzav from Tumah. But it's not speaking about a Kapara from Chet.
Tzavah.
Right.
Whereas the Gra said the opposite of it.
So. No, the Gra said it was emergency procedure. The Gra says Aaron comes many times. So the Pasuk, that's the question. What Pasuk of the Tzav is Aaron comes once a year. Right. The Gra has no answer for that. Except you want to say, maybe it was also once a year. You could answer like that, okay? However, I want to say that the fact is that there are two things going on here. This Tara from Tumah is part of emergency procedure, but it's only Tara from Tumah on the one day of Yom Kippur, when it's the Tumah, and that is Bedavka once a year.
So now next week, Rabbi Shua says to explain why.
So next week.
Why the day of Yom Kippur is at the end, not the beginning.
So next week in Mitzvah Shem, we're actually going to go Beruach HaGra, that we have to send the Chumash by Yosai. However, I'm going to explain next week why, in fact, actually, that not only was the concept of Kapara of once a year an original concept too, and this is going to play out in the different places that even Chazal spoke about, the aspects of Yom Kippur, which appear in Bamidbar and not necessarily in Achamais too. All of this in Mitzvah Shem in the next Shia, from an undisclosed place in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, until next week, called Tov.